I'm in, said Achille.
Boost me up, said Bean. You're tall enough to climb up alone.
Clearly, Bean had come this way many times before. He scampered through the crawl space, his feet and butt flashing in the spill from the corridor lights. Achille noted where he put his hands and feet, and soon was as adept as Bean at picking his way through. Every time he used his leg, he marveled at the use of it. It went where he wanted it to go, and had the strength to hold him. Dr. Delamar might be a skilled surgeon, but even she said that she had never seen a body respond to the surgery as Achille's did. His body knew how to be whole, expected to be strong. All the time before, those crippled years had been the universe's way of teaching Achille the unbearability of disorder. And now Achille was perfect of body, ready to move ahead in setting things to rights. Achille very carefully noted the route they took. If the opportunity presented itself, he would be coming back alone. He could not afford to get lost or give himself away. No one could know that he had ever been in the air system. As long as he gave them no reason, the teachers would never suspect him. All they knew was that he and Bean were friends. And when Achille grieved for the child, his tears would be real. They always were. For there was a nobility to these tragic deaths, a grandeur as the great universe worked its will through Achille's adept hands. The furnaces roared as they came into a room where the framing of the station was visible. Fire was good. It left so little residue. People died when they accidentally fell into fire. It happened all the time. Bean crawling around alone. It would be good if they went near the furnace. Instead, Bean opened a door into a dark space. The light from the opening showed a black gap not far inside. Don't step over the edge of that, Bean said cheerfully. He picked up a loop of very fine cord from the ground. It's a deadline. Safety equipment keeps workmen from drifting off into space when they're working on the outside of the station. Ender and I set it up. It goes over a beam up there and keeps me centered in the shaft. You can't grip it in your hands. It cuts too easily if it slides across your skin. So you loop it tight around your body. No sliding, see? And brace yourself. The gravity's not that intense, so I just jump off. We measured it out, so I stop right at the level of the vents leading to the teacher's quarters. Doesn't it hurt when you stop? Like a bitch, said Bean. No pain, no gain, right? I take off the deadline, I snag it on a flap of metal, and it stays there till I get back. I'll tug on it 3 times when I get it back on. Then you pull me back up. But not with your hands. You go out the door and walk out there. When you get to the place where we came in, go around the beam there and go till you touch the wall. Just wait there until I can get myself swinging and land back here on this ledge. Then I unloop myself, and you come back in, and we leave the deadline for next time. Simple, see? Got it, said Achille.
Instead of walking to the wall, it would be simple enough to just keep walking. Get Bean floating in the air where he couldn't get hold of anything. Plenty of time then to find a way to tie it off inside that dark room. With the roar of the furnaces and fans, nobody would hear Bean calling for help. Then Achille would have time to explore, figure out how to get into the furnaces, swing Bean back, strangle him, carry the body to the fire, drop the dead line down the shaft. Nobody would find it. Quite possibly, no one would ever find Bean, or if they did, his soft tissues would be consumed. All evidence of strangulation would be gone. Very neat. There'd be some improvisation, but there always was. Achille could handle little problems as they came up. Achille looped the dead line over his head, then drew it tight under his arms as Bean climbed into the loop at the other end.
Set, said Achille.
Make sure it's tight, so it doesn't have any slack to cut you when I hit bottom.
Yes, it's tight.
But Bean had to check. He got a finger under the line.
Tighter, said Bean.
Achille tightened it more. Good, said Bean. That's it. Do it.
Do it? Bean was the one who was supposed to do it. Then the deadline went taut, and a shield was lifted off his feet. With a few more yanks, he hung in the air in the dark shaft. The deadline dug harshly into his skin. When Bean said, do it, he was talking to someone else. Someone who was already here, lying in wait. The traitorous little bastard.
Ashiel said nothing, however. He reached up to see if he could touch the beam above him, but it was out of reach. Nor could he climb the line, not with bare hands, not with the line drawn taut by his own body weight. He wriggled on the line, starting himself swinging. But no matter how far he went in any direction, he touched nothing. No wall, no place where he might find purchase. Time to talk.
What's this about, Bean?
It's about Poke, said Bean.
She's dead, Bean.
You kissed her. You killed her. You put her in the river.
Ashiel felt the blood run hot into his face. No one saw that. He was guessing. But then, how did he know that Ashiel had kissed her first, unless he saw?